everybody's dejected. Everybody's disappointed, obviously, in not being able to finish, you know, on the winning side of these games. But, you know, that's been the feeling the last couple of weeks, and you know, we just it's a tough locker room. I mean, they're hanging in there, they're battling, and you know, love those guys.
I
had my mind made up. If we had a chance to go for it and win it, we were going to win it.
Was Ryan Matthews hurt at the end there? Was that why he wasn't on the field, or he just
no?
To go
no, he was not hurt.
The play call Ballmer's awful tough against the run.
Say that again.
Ballmer's awful tough against the run. What was your confidence level that you guys would be able to move the ball on the ground today, or did you figure, hey, look, we got to give this a shot and see where it goes?
Well, I mean, you know, we were confident. But at the same time, we had to. As a play caller, I knew I had to be patient with the run game. You know, against this football team, they're a tremendous defense, and you know, obviously tops in the league, and against the run as well. And so it just came down to patience and just sheer determination by that offensive line.
What was your thinking behind going for
it there? I wanted to win a football game, and the other thing is, you know, even our chances in overtime were less than 50% of winning this game. So, you know, as an underdog going in, I was going to win the game in regulation.
The play call on the two-point conversion, what were you looking for on that play?
Well, we knew and anticipated zero coverage, zero blitz, and it was just a one-on-one with Carson and Jordan. And ball just got tipped at the line of scrimmage. We had him. We had an opportunity there, and it was a one of our staple plays that we run against that coverage.
So Ryan was successful on a 2-point conversion earlier in the game. Is there no value to having him in there and at least having them maybe key on him or something like that?
It really, in those situations, it's a got to have it situation for both teams, and you know you're going to be in zero blitz, and it doesn't matter who the back is. You know they're going to cover up all the gaps, and whether you run it or throw it, your chances of throwing it are actually a little bit better in that situation.
And their last touchdown, Ryan McLeod retreated 7 yards before he contacted the runner.
You know what?
The same guy who didn't engage in Cincinnati, and this was the deciding score. Do you have an issue with him?
I don't have an issue with him, and I just got to look at the tape. I actually did not see him because it was on the other side of the field for me, so I'll just defer to the tape and see exactly. You know, I don't know if he was. I don't know. I just got to find out.
The screens and the short passes and the dump offs, is that just a function of problem with the offensive line right now, the best way?
Well, I wouldn't say it's that as much as this is a tremendous pass rushing defense, and you know, plus two, the if you were on the sideline today, you felt the wind and you felt the weather and you felt the conditions and the rain, and you know, it's you know, for two quarters you're going into a pretty stiff breeze, so the underneath throws are a little bit more precise and a little more you know, accurate for the quarterback and receiver.
Was that why you went for two the first time?
Say that?
Was that why you went for two the first time? I think Caleb went out there.
Because the wind picked up initially, and it would have been tough for a 30-yard kick right there, and just decided to go for two early.
You've had a lot of close games this year and chances to win in the end. These last 2 weeks, Carson has shown a lot of poison this last two drives. This experience that he's getting in these situations is how valuable it is.
It is tremendous. It's not only for him as a quarterback and leader of the team, but for everybody in that locker room to learn from these. And, you know, we put ourselves in these positions and we pride ourselves and you know, to finish games. You know, it's just valuable lessons going forward that we'll definitely learn from, you know, as a team, as individuals, and definitely be better for it down the road.
He's had success with the earlier 2-point conversion on the run and jump give any thought to doing that again, or at least play actioning to that, and maybe getting Carson on the outside with an
yeah, no, a play action in that situation with the style of defense that came, it's going to be hard just to get the ball off. So it's just better, just your one-on-one matchups, and felt like, you know, the play call, the play design, everything about it was built for that coverage. Credit them, they got a hand up and tip the ball.
You said that your chances in overtime were less than 50%. What is your logic on that?
Those are just the numbers that we ran and just being an underdog in this game.
On the final drive, what did Carson show you there specifically?
Besides, they got a great field goal kicker.
On the final drive there, what did Carson show you specifically and on the last play when he cut the ball down and ran?
It just shows everything that we've talked about and that we've seen all season from him, and it just shows his sheer determination, his toughness, mental and physical toughness, and just a great play to get himself in the end zone.
The fact that you made up your mind that you were going for the two, how much of the fact that you guys just desperately kind of need a win for morale, how much does that go into that decision?
I wanted the win, whether it's desperation or not. I wanted to win the football game.
In general, your offensive line play, how it held together?
I thought they played extremely well. You know, once we settled into the game after that first early turnover and Baltimore touchdown, I thought our offensive line settled in. I thought Isaac, first time at right tackle, I thought he played extremely well and got a little nicked up in the game. It was kind of hobbling around. Just got to find out where he's at, you know, for this next week. But, gosh, those guys battled. They're tough and really hung together today.
The fourth and more kickoff with Nelson on the end of the round, what were you thinking there on that play?
Thinking of getting the first down.
But why that play
then? It's an opportunity to put a ball into a speed guy's hands to circle the defense like we did before with Bryce and get the first down.